Hello and welcome to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
I feel the need to sing the part, but I would not do it justice.
I desperately wanted to start the podcast with, instead of the, I'm Jane, like, welcome to a parental guide, just do the, but I was like, somebody's not going to be prepared for that, and we're going to cause, like, a car accident, or, like, somebody's going to, like, throw coffee. I don't know where they're listening to it, but, like, somebody's definitely not going to be prepared, because that's, we're not usually that extra. Whenever we start the podcast.
No. I actually had someone who knows me say these words, "You do a geeky podcast?" I was like,
wait, and you said, is that like quotation fingers?
No.
Nose? Because obviously they don't.
Obviously.
No, like they saw a picture of you once and they're like, I know her, as in, I know who that is. I mean, I know who John F. Kennedy is, but like, I don't know John F. Kennedy.
In either sense of the word.
I'm just putting it out there.
So, the Lion King has made how much moolah?
The estimate that I looked at, again, we're recording this on Sunday night, so they haven't finalized
it. Sunday.
Pay for the whole seat, but you're only going to need the edge. $185 million domestically. That's not like overseas or anything like that, which, as far as Disney's live-action remakes goes, puts it at the top, because I think Beauty and the Beast did, I want to say, like 170, 174.
You mean Hermione and the Beast?
Yes, Hermione and the Beast. Okay. Man, I'll tell you, I was going to say, they could have made a couple more bucks, and then I was like, no, that movie made a lot of money.
Yeah,
I don't think they could have made any more of the bucks. I think they had them all.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, did you go with the whole fam?
Not the whole family. The boys were spending the night at their grandma. So we had the two youngest and the girl.
Mm-hmm. The girl child.
The girl child.
So from their point of view, were they astounded, amazed? They love it?
Well, the interesting thing is, Kristen is not a big fan of the original. So it's not a movie, the animated one. It's not one that gets a lot of play in the house.
Was her heart removed from her body?
Basically, we watch A Christmas Story and Aristocats around, like, year-round. Occasionally, I will intersperse, like, a new movie. I'll just be like, we got this at the store, or I need to watch Iron Man, or something like that. But for the most part, she just watches A Christmas Story and Aristocats. Like,
and then all that serial murder stuff.
Yeah, I know. Stuff. It's a weird pull. Like, you should have seen her face when I pointed out Peter Billingsley was in Spider-Man. I was like, that's Ralphie. That's adult Ralphie.
What?
Like, yeah. The guy at the computer?
Yeah.
The one that, like, Mysterio's like, let's turn it up a little. Can we get some more of that?
That was Peter Billingsley?
That's Peter Billingsley. Yeah, okay. He's friends with Jon Favreau. They work together on Elf.
I did not know
He puts him in, like, everything. But, yeah, that's adult Ralphie. Because I pointed, she hadn't said anything about it, and I'm like, you know who that is, right? I go, are we not calling attention to it? And she goes, what? And I go, Peter Billingsley. And she goes, and? And I go, that's Ralphie. You saw the, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's all we really watch in the house. So Lion King, animated original, just doesn't get a lot. The cat movie she likes is Aristocats, not Lion King.
I do love Aristocats.
So
also, The Aristocrats, totally different movie.
Very, very remarkably. I'd like to see a crossover with
if
that.
If you were saying, well, Kristen watched with the kids The Aristocrats.
I'd just be like, maybe that might have been a judgment call.
That's hilarious.
Maybe that's a poor joke. But we know for in the future. So it's okay. That's why we make mistakes and we learn from it.
So they are not married to the original.
Well, here, I don't think they've seen it recently enough that they knew. And like, it didn't occur. Because like, spoiler alert, Mufasa. They weren't ready for that.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
So, like, I'm just sitting here and I'm like, oh, man. Because, like, I'm emotionally invested. But, like, I've seen the other one. Like, I can sing the songs from it. But then I'm just like, oh, wait. And I kind of lean over and, like, Canyon is just a little bit devastated by, like, what's going on here. Because, like, he watches movies in, like, 5D. Like, he is for all intents and purposes, a character in the movie when he watches movies. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm just like, oh dear, I just assumed that everybody has the familiarity with this film that I do, or like the previous film.
Should have watched The Aristocrats instead.
That would have, man, they should have do a live action of that one, talking about everybody wanting to be a cat. Like that would have went over much easier. The almost eerie thing about the film is it's photorealistic.
Yes.
Like,
it looks beautiful.
Like, it's gorgeous. Like, they're obviously not real lions because you can't train them to speak on. I don't know anything about lions, but I don't think you can do that.
Are you sure?
It almost takes a minute for you to adjust because everything, like when you're on the savanna, when you're looking at sunsets, when you're looking at trees, when you're seeing like just the animals like interact with each other, this looks like a documentary. And then they talk and their mouths and like their tongue and everything is moving the way it should if you talk, but animals can't talk. And like your mind keeps rejecting it because it's like, that's not right. But it looks so real. You're just like, wait, hey, baby, now, Google this for me. Can lions really talk?
I haven't bothered to look this up because it just dawned on me. But two questions. One, any of the landscape actual landscape and they used CGI over some of it or the entire film CGI,
I think the landscapes are like shot in a way that they could kind of intersperse the CGI mm-hmm. that they needed to. But as I understand it, none of the animals, like period, are... I know it's the live action remake, but really, for all intents and purposes, this is like super Pixar.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's
now, when the animals talking, I am familiar with that in Apes Planet of the. Is it that type of filming where you've got Andy Serkis with all that stuff?
I would assume you had a good deal of like motion capture or something mm-hmm. like that. Like I said, I haven't watched any like making of, but like. That seems to be like par for the course whenever you do any kind of photorealistic stuff. But mm-hmm. like even with the Planet of the Apes, because they look human-ish, I think my mind accepted it more. But I'm just saying like the lion, like the only other time I've seen a lion. The only other time I've seen a lion talk like that is Aslan. And that lion isn't actually real either.
You're listening to Parental Guidance Suggested, brought to you by the Hinson Oakley Family Dentistry. We are in the podcast center, Jane Ellen, talking with Adam Cravens about... Sing it.
That?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
The Lion
King. We should have just done that.
Yeah, that's what it should be. So, the only reviews that I have read run a little like this. It is breathtaking to see. It is going to change the way movies are made, technologically speaking.
But
the animals' faces are emotionless and parts of the story were cut out, so there was no emotional attachment. This is like a bunch of reviews I read all run together into one.
I think this one had kind of something similar to what episode one went through when it was initially released in 99. Disney and Star Wars, and now Disney owns Star Wars, didn't at that point. I think you almost want to see things that are that large, that have been so successful so long, and like seem like they're absolutely immune to anything. Sometimes I think people want them to fail. George Lucas created in The Phantom Menace, and that's a film that has plenty of problems that we won't discuss right now, but created like... more or less the first like reasonably photorealistic like CGI mm-hmm. character in a film. And Jar Jar's in a good deal of the film. Like I'd say up to probably 60% of it mm-hmm. just as a guess. And it wasn't received the way I think like the man behind ILM or who accidentally created Pixar or created the Star Wars trilogy, a man that's used to pretty much success wherever he goes besides Howard the Duck. Episode one, like just it's just cashing all the checks, but like people are savaging that thing. And I think some of that was that people wanted to see Star Wars fail. Like, there's something about just toppling the giant. And I think in the same way, like, this has been a great year for Disney. Not that Disney has a whole bunch of them. Like, sure, like the year John Carter came out, like, probably wasn't a great year for Disney. I'm not talking about the quality of the film. I'm one of the people that saw it in theaters. But, like, the others of you that didn't and caused Disney to have to write off $300 million, that's the one, those are the ones I'm talking about. Like, you're going to get Rise of Skywalker later this year, and I'm going to go ahead and call it. That movie's going to do good.
Yeah.
It's going to do great, like gangbusters. And with J.J. back in the wheel, like, I'm going to go ahead and say, like, maybe it doesn't do $2 billion, but, like, I think saying 1.5, 1.6 is not out of the realm of possibility.
Not easily.
Avengers Endgame just passed Avatar to become the most successful film of all time.
Yes.
Sony technically, I guess, put up the money for Spider-Man, but Disney created that product. Like, so Sony footed the bill, but, like, that's Disney made that thing. Captain Marvel just made $1 billion in March. I'm just saying, like, Disney seems to be an unstoppable juggernaut right now because everything they do, like, turns to gold. And if it was already gold, then, like, it gets extra gold and silver plating, like, on it. Or maybe it, like, puts your initials or something. Disney is so unstoppable. I think people, they want to dent, like, the undentable armor.
Most, is that like dreaming the impossible dream?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Are you just want me to launch into song. Like,
I do.
Like, speaking of unnerving, the Cats preview. If you haven't seen it, don't.
What?
Yeah, the Cats, the play. I know we keep talking
cats.
About. Cats, like.
Yeah.
Like Rum Tum Tigger.
Yeah. By the way, my friend, my dear sweet friend, Charlotte, she is in the national touring thing of Cats. And she's in a rotating thing where she'll play. She's not the lead cat. Her boyfriend is, though. He's the lead guy cat, I guess. I don't know. But she does like 6 or 7 roles depending on who's around, and they switch out. Basically, she has an amazing life, travels around, and dresses like
a
cat. Yeah. She's extraordinary. I just want to throw that in there.
Sounds like a Batman villain.
I know. She's awesome.
I would say that's very similar. Like, if you just gave a very basic description, Catwoman's life is not unlike what you just said.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Mm. She's
but
awesome.
That's neither here nor there.
And Canadian.
I really think people want to see it fail. Like, beat for beat.
Cats?
Lion King. Oh. Disney in particular. I think people knew going into it, like, this thing was critic-proof. Like, even if everybody was just giving it an F, they're like, it's hot garbage on just a nasty day with a strong wind. Like, people were still going to show up for this thing. And they did. Like, overseas, I want to say it's done like $400 million worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, it hasn't even like launched into all of your major areas. Like, this thing does $1 billion like easy. I don't know what the ceiling is for it, but like, I don't see any way that this movie doesn't end up crossing that mark.
So, what did you think of it?
It is very much, if you have seen the 1994 original, you have seen this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't do a lot to distance itself from it. Kind of very similar in the way to how Aladdin gave Jasmine a little bit to do. I guess once you cast Beyonce, you got to give like Nala just a little bit more to do.
By the way, I'm sure you haven't taken 8 minutes out of your day to do this. I encourage everyone else to do so. The 8 minute long version of Spirit that Beyonce sings is not only a slight homage to, wait for it, Busby Berkeley. You didn't expect that.
Now, and most of the people in the theater probably weren't just like, by Jove, do you know what that reminds me of?
There's a lot of that happening in the music video, but she is an attractive woman. I have never seen her more beautiful than in that video, and her 7-year-old lookalike daughter. You just showed me how much your daughter looks like her mama.
Scary, yeah.
Same thing. So it's like mini-me Beyonce and Beyonce, and they were both Sasha Fierce. It's a beautiful, beautiful video to watch.
I will say that when Donald Glover and her like launch into Can You Feel the Love Tonight, like Again, as I had mentioned in Aladdin, like Beyonce is a remarkably gifted singer. Mm-hmm. And I almost feel like she
Donald
was.
Glover?
Yeah, he's the voice of
he
older
sings?
Simba. Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, okay. He sings a little. Like, what is it? Not Childish Gambino. Is,
all right.
Is that. What,
when
whatever
I think
the case.
Singing, I never follow with Donald Glover.
I'm pointing out that, like, I almost feel like she was holding back a little. Like, I'm imagining, like, one of the takes where she just belts it, like, just opens up the stadium. And they're just like. Beyonce, you're gonna have to pull that back
a little.
Donald cannot hit.
Now, two of my favorite people voice in this, and I am a huge fan of Billy Eichner and John Oliver. Tell me, are they shining lights of comedy in this?
John Oliver, you did not mention Seth Rogen.
No, like he's not my shining light. Like,
well, I'm just saying, like John Oliver, Seth Rogen, and Billy, like. Are genuinely some of the best parts of the movie. And my only regret is, like, they were not given more to do. Like, they are the kind of the exception. The narratively, the movie plays out just like, and in some cases, like, I think James Earl Jones is just doing the same dialogue he did.
I mean, he really can phone it in.
Back in 19, I mean, honestly... They really could have just let him just taken the original recordings, just been like, and here. And just
did the kids go, oh, that's Darth Vader?
No, I don't. They're getting better at doing that, probably because they're my kids, and I constantly point out
yes.
like the through lines that go.
Yes.
But I don't think they had quite recognized that. Like I did point out to them that Optimus Prime and Eeyore are the same person, and like I think I broke Canyon. When I did that for a little while, like he needed to reboot or something, just like James Earl Jones, like really, this is a person that could read the phone book and you would find it engaging.
What's a phone book, Adam?
Well, back in the day when we had phones that were connected to the wall.
Okay,
all right.
So you would find it satisfying if you. Were a fan or not a fan of the other one?
I was a fan of the original movie. Again, it doesn't add anything like Oliver, Seth, like you do get these occasional like bits of like difference in it, like mostly in the form of comedy. But if you were a fan of this one, I did not find it quite as hollow as a lot of the reviews are claiming that it is.
Mm-hmm.
And especially for like a family, like My family left. They were like they love like nature documentaries. They love going to the zoo.
Okay.
So I mean, it's visually like they're not wrong about that. It is a feast. But like I don't know if it's because it stays so close to the original. People are just like, well, I wanted you to do Lion Hamlet in a different way. Like I don't. I mean, it's already like basically a retelling of Hamlet.
Spider-Ham and Lion
like,
Hamlet.
How far away were they going to get before people were like, why did you even call it the Lion King?
That's kingist. Anyway.
Or lionist.
Yeah, that too. I am getting the vibe that you should see this in the theater if you can, because it is a technological marvel. Yes?
Yes. Like it is a feast.
Okay.
Just like delightful. Though I will say, like, as this is something that it's the first time I saw this version of it, but like The Lion King, I kind of know what's going on. So like my mind did wander a little bit during this. And I considered this. All right. There are two male lions in that pride.
Mm-hmm.
Mufasa and his brother Scar. There's no other male lions, right?
Yeah.
And the rest are female lions, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Simba is betrothed to Nala, correct?
Ooh.
One of those lions
see where you're headed.
Had to impregnate one of the lionesses. Am I correct?
Unless.
Listen, I want
wait,
to be
wait,
wrong.
Wait.
I want to be wrong about this.
There can be there were other male lions, and they were younger but not babies, and were then driven off.
But like, I don't remember ever seeing any other male lions
because
in
they
the
were
cartoon.
Driven off. They were driven off.
Or I'm just saying, are Simba and Nala cousins?
Oh, I thought you were going to say brother and sister.
Well, or
driven off.
Well, best case scenario, are
driven
they
driven off?
Okay, all right. I'm thinking off. About it, just going. Where are the other male?
And
lions?
Is Scar kind of played? I don't know, a little Liberace esque, and that's why he's alone.
He's very, very downtrodden.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Like he's a little depressed. He doesn't like that. Like, okay, you know the situation in the movie Twins, like where you've got Schwarzenegger and DeVito. That's kind of what happened. Mufasa is Schwarzenegger.
Who is voicing Scar?
I cannot.
Not Jeremy Irons.
No. They
but it should be. Why not? He's available.
I think they gave this a more African cast this time. Seeing as how you're going to give the setting there, and for a large part of the like Jonathan Taylor Thomas is not what I think of when I think of the country of Africa, though technically Charlize Theron is from Africa. I'm just saying, like, if you think of Heart of Africa, as this story basically is, do you think of
Meryl Streep,
Jeremy Irons, Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Well, Jeremy Irons a little. You know, anyway.
Probably more so than Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Anyway, it looks lovely, and I do plan to see it if the planets align for me. But you see, we couldn't see it the other night because somebody had not finished their honors homework.
I was waiting for you to say figgy pudding, and then that wasn't it.
No, or figgy pudding.
I was sad.
So next week, is it gonna be Tarantino week?
I believe so. I think that's the one that's dropping.
Nice.
My oldest, who is certain that he has come of age, like he's 13, and generally, like, I'll go with, like, some of my friends to like a movie. Like, I'm not going to take the kids to go see. Like, maybe Chris and I will go see it. Like, she does like Tarantino movies, but he knows that usually, like, I will go with one of my friends, and he goes, so can I go with you guys? And I go, well, if your mom thinks it's appropriate, like, we can talk to her about it. And he goes, do we really have to ask her, Adam? I mean, just a couple of men. And I'm just
did
like,
did he really say that?
Yes. Just a couple of men, and I'm just like,
bro time.
And I'm like, you're 13. Like, no, there will be two men there, like two and a half men.
Well,
like,
and Jenna, his co-student, classmate.
They're parallel in there, yes.
She's saying the same thing to me. You're taking me to see that, right?
So, and it's like, mom, so like a couple of women just going to be going out doing womanly things, am I right?
I don't know.
Like, I think he forgets sometimes that, like, I'm married to his mother. Because, like, he was like, man, you should buy that and get yourself a sweet bachelor pad. And I go, Mason, I go, I'm
living in my sweet bachelor pad.
I'm married to your mother. Like, I'm not a bachelor. Therefore, no pad that I owned would be a bachelor's pad. I go, this is my house. Do you understand what the word bachelor means? Did you just hear that word and you're repeating it without knowing, like, what the definition of that word is? Like, it just wonderful moments.
I'm happy to report that his classmate in the past 2 weeks has discovered she used to have quite the flair for fashion, truly. And then middle school just beat her down. Because middle school is awful.
That's what it, like, if you don't remember this, if you've glossed over it.
It's awful.
Kids are mean. Like, they're just, like, if you ever want to know if you actually, like, look attractive, or, like, if you're just like, how does this outfit look? Ask a kid. Mm-hmm. Because they don't care about your feelings. If you look fat, they'll tell you you look fat.
Even if
they
don't.
Tell you you look, like, okay, I put on a tie one day. And
just
I look,
a tie?
I look. Well, yes, I was just walking around like I was Yogi Bear. No, I put. And normally I don't wear ties. And I looked at Canyon and I go, "How does this look, buddy?" And he goes, you look stupid in ties. And I'm just like,
you thanks, little, man.
Thanks, jerk. Guess who's not getting lunch today?
So,
zing!
My soon-to-be 13-year-old, in her discovery of fashion, in my almost 5'8" legs to here, 13-year-old to be, her new fashion style is somewhat like the anime schoolgirls. I'm talking
like Sailor Moon.
And I'm talking stockings or boots to the knee and mini skirts and suspenders.
I don't know that everybody is going to make the anime reference point that she is probably going for with that. But I mean, listen, I dressed up like as Superman to go to school like when I was in preschool. So like I don't have any
rules. I see. That is the same thing. Anyway, that is it for tonight. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you're having a fabulous day. And I've been rewatching Parks and Rec and just Billy Eichner.
And there's no reason you shouldn't.
Yeah, I know. But Billy Eichner is so funny. Is he Timon or Pumbaa? And which is which?
Pumbaa is the warthog, and that one is Seth Rogen. So
he is
Timon. And Timon. Like they are genuinely.
Is that the one that
Nathan Lane?
Yes.
Yes. Nathan Lane was the original
Timon.
I'm
glad that from that expression you knew.
Somehow that you were looking for Nathan Lane?
Yes, yeah. I could see him. I was going to give you the clue, La Cage aux Folles. I mean, the Birdcage, but I saw the French one first. Still, yes, Nathan.
There's a film I'm surprised they haven't remade. Like the Birdcage?
Oh,
like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, like it's been, let's see, what was it, 95? So, I mean, it's about what, you know, almost a 25-year like difference there. And it's it's a story you can retell, like, and I think it would probably be like applicable.
I know, but still it might be too.
Granted.
PC this and that, and then just not funny. Anyway, thanks for listening. Hopefully, we'll be Tarantinoing it next week. And thanks ever. Do feel free to download our other podcasts. I like knowing that I'm in your technology. Don't just stream us.
That's almost creepy in a virus
download
way.
It. Thank you for listening to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.